Hey moms, welcome to the Gather Moms podcast. My name is Kate.
And I'm Rebecca. We've created this space just for you because we're both moms and we get you.
Yes, we believe there truly ain't no hood like the motherhood and we need to be in this together. We also believe we can't mom well without Jesus, so you're going to hear us talk about him too.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Gather Moms and make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss a single episode.
All right, mamas, let's jump in.
Moms, did you know that loneliness is the most common mom struggle? But it doesn't have to be that way. At Gather Moms, we want you to find mom community that will encourage you and make you a better mom. And if you aren't able to find it around you, we encourage you to start a gather group of moms, because based on the statistics, other moms need you to step out to be the community they need. Starting a gather group is free, easy, and there's no teaching required. Seriously, anyone can do it. Go to gathermoms.com and click start a group, and don't spend one more day momming alone.
Hey moms, welcome back to the Gather Moms podcast. Hey, we took a little break, but we didn't want to
be. It was a mini break.
Away from you long. We just love you too
and
much.
And everybody was like, where'd you go? I'm like, guys, it's only been a week. Calm down.
We need a minute. We've just got to catch our breath. But here we are. We are back and we are kicking off a new season today called Mom Struggles. And we thought it would be fun to kick off this season with one of our favorite people in the world, Miss Jenny Worsham. Jenny, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm always so excited to join y'all and be on the podcast. It's been a minute. So
thank
glad
you.
To be back.
We love you. Tell for our listeners who may be new. Tell them a little bit about who you are, what you do on the Gather team.
Yeah, so Kate, Rebecca, and I started Gather together in 2017, and we've just seen God move and grow it to be a really global outreach to moms to help us all find community. And that came just from a source of me needing community and seeing other moms needing community as well. So Kate, Rebecca, and I live three streets apart. And so it has just been such a gift for us to be able to do this together and to love on moms. And I have been married for 22 years to Trent. I have two kids, 14, Noah, eighth grader, and 10-year-old Emma in fourth grade. So it's a busy season, but I'm excited to talk about different mom struggles. I'm so glad y'all are doing this season. I think it's going to be an awesome way for moms to be able to connect, find community, and realize they're not alone in their struggles.
Yes. Oh, so good. Thank you, Jenny. We love you. Jenny is the visionary. We talk about that if all three of us were in a car together, I would probably be behind the wheel with my foot pedal on the gas.
I was just going to say that. You are driving.
Jenny is giving us directions on where to go.
Navigator.
She's navigating. And Rebecca is picking the music.
Hanging out the window. Hair in the breeze.
Yeah. Making sure we stop for snacks.
Yes.
You know, the
making it fun.
So that's kind of our trio. If you saw us coming down the road, those are our different personalities.
That's hilarious.
But we are all on this mom struggle bus together. That's the car that we're riding in, the mom struggle bus. So I want to hear from you guys as we kick off this mom struggle season. Where are each of you guys struggling in your motherhood right now? Rebecca?
Okay, so I'm going to go first because yesterday was fifth grade camp for me. For all my moms out there that have fifth graders in the public schools, they do this thing here where we take our kids to like a camp to see nature and learn about things for just a day. Praise the Lord. A day. We leave in the morning, we come home at night. And I told Greg before I went, I wanted to be intentional. I wanted it to be a day where I was really just focused on Abby, which was hard with a lot of fifth graders.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you moms, but sometimes like I only have enough bandwidth for intentionality for an hour. And then you're like, okay, I need a break. But I had all day with her. And I just wanted to make her feel like I was present. I was focused on her. And we actually had a really fun day. I do have a sunburn because my skin is very white. And yes. It was very sunny yesterday.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't need sunscreen because I'm that mom. And then the other thing is that I have a senior. And so I'm also trying to be very intentional with not trying to dwell on last moments, but just embrace the ones that maybe I won't get as many times in the future, and let him know that I am fully present with him too. So definitely intentionality is my struggle right now.
Dude, okay, I remember we did fifth grade camp a few years ago with Lydia, and it was just the day thing. And I don't know if you guys remember, but we had a meeting with Right Now Media the day that we were at that camp.
Oh, yes.
And I had to, like, go sneak off.
Yes, you had really bad signal.
And I was honestly so thankful for that meeting because I had to go find a quiet spot for an hour where I, like, did not have to interact. And, like, my soul needed that so bad. It's a lot of kids. There's a lot of moving parts. And also, like, while you're there, you're, like, lighting fires. You're teaching them to light fires.
That's dangerous.
So, you know, you're also fishing with them. So there's 50 kids with hooks flying through the air, you know.
Flying. Like, I'm like, this does not feel safe. Why are we not doing more about this?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. There were lots of moments that I was like, wait a second. Who's in charge here? And I didn't want to be in charge.
No.
I just wanted to go have fun with my kids. So I was like, I don't really want to step up and, like, change the process. But I do have some thoughts on how this could work better.
My mom's struggle right now might be, I don't know if I wanted to call it worry or control. I have a new 16-year-old driver. And so, like, praise God for Life 360. If you're not at that space yet and you don't have this app, Life 360, you can put your family members on it. You can put your friends on it, but you can see where people are. And with a driver, you can see how fast they're driving.
Yes, you can.
You can get a weekly driver report of how many times they hard braked.
Wow.
Just don't look at your own weekly report. Ma'am. It will humble you real quick. Mm.
Because it'll show how many times you looked at your phone, how many times you used excessive speed.
Wow. Is this with the paid subscription? Because I've got the free one right now.
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's worth every
dollar. We don't
have a
driver yet, so that's why we're still in the free zone.
Ooh, no. Jenny, I would love to see your weekly report.
Oh, it's bad, I'm sure. Y'all, just in the last month, Trent got pulled over twice in a school zone both times.
Wow, no. Guys.
And my dad got pulled over. So
it's a family affair.
Yes.
So I think I'm just, like, kind of in a stage where he feels, I feel him kind of pulling away, and there's stuff happening in his life. I don't get to see him all the time. I don't know where he is all the time. I don't know who he's talking to all the time. And so with our technology, we have the blessing of being able to, you know, I have an app where I can read all of his text messages. They all get backed up to a service that I have. I can get on the district grade book and I can see where his grades are. Life 360, I can track where he is, how fast he's driving. Okay. So all of those things can be blessings, but for a mom that struggles with control and anxiety, they can also be used by the enemy to like cripple you, and it can create a bad relationship with your teenager. And so, I just was talking to my counselor about it last week about kind of where I am with things. And I've seen myself let go a little bit more. You know, he started driving in December and now we're looking at March. So, like, I feel like I'm opening my hands a little bit, but she just said, you know, Kate, you've got to press into the Holy Spirit and ask God to tell you when you need to check in on something. And otherwise you've got to just let it go. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to let it go, because I have seen you guys, God be faithful. Mm-hmm. Like the Holy Spirit say to me, Kate, go check on this. You know, mm-hmm. when I did need to check on something. So I know he can do mm-hmm. that for me, and I've got to be able to live in a place of freedom with my kiddo where, you know, I'm trusting God. I don't necessarily trust him, mm-hmm. but I trust God. And so just trusting mm-hmm. God to help his dad and I intervene where we need to and not overstep otherwise, you know,
cause good.
It could just annihilate our relationship if I clamp down too hard. So,
yes. Well, it's so hard to let go of that control. Cause when they're little, you control everything about what they're wearing, where they're going, what they're doing.
Yes.
And then it's like all of a sudden they have so much more freedom and they need it and they're about to leave the house. So you want them to be able to make their own decisions, but the freedom and letting go is really hard as a mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You hear that it is, but then when you're actually walking it, you're like, oh yeah, this is really hard.
Terrible. It's just absolutely.
Yeah. 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 We're still a year and a half from, a year from a driver's permit. So I just can't even imagine how is that even going to happen? But the Lord just goes before us.
I don't know,
Jen,
with you getting pulled over by the police a lot, I feel like maybe we need to help Noah out. Come mm-hmm. on, Noah.
I don't think he should have parent-led driving courses.
Oh my gosh.
You may need to pay for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not. It, unfortunately, we've just, and this will kind of lead into my struggle, but we've just been on the road a lot in this season. So I feel like when your kid turns like 13 to 15, you really are that chauffeur driving them, because all of a sudden they have all these plans that maybe they didn't have when they were 10, 11, 12. They just kind of played in the neighborhood, but now they have plans and they have people that live all over and they don't have a ride and they have games and they have practices and everything is amped up a whole lot.
You're so right.
So beyond that, my kids now go to a school that's 30 minutes away. And so I just feel like I'm in the car all the time. And so, you know, the likelihood that I'm going to be speeding and get pulled over is a whole lot more than when I stayed at home most of the time.
Sure.
So, but yes, I it's definitely on my mind always of like, my kid is going to be driving soon. I've got to get better at this. I've got to not look down at my phone. I've got to, you know, they can watch the speedometer now. So,
yeah. He's going to be, so vigilant when he starts doing driver's ed, they become the police in the car with you.
Oh gosh.
Where they are watching everything you're doing, you know? So ma'am, if you're going to clean up your act,
I need to work on it now.
Get ready, ma'am.
That 1 year. Leads into the mom struggle of anger management.
Oh yeah.
And oh, this road, I can't even imagine longer and this longer.
Okay. But, so what's your mom struggle?
So mine right now, because I'm in the car a whole bunch. He's playing baseball. Emma's playing softball. They both are playing in a different city than the town we're living in. And so it's just a whole lot of like not being at home right now. And so that kind of distracts from the normal rhythms of life. It's like, I don't know if we're eating dinner at home one night this week because you both got to be in different cities that, you know, 3 hours apart. And it's like, well, we might as well just meet in the middle and eat.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of, a little feeling of out of control of rhythms in this season, as well as just, this is a very busy time for my job. So I'm a CPA and a certified public accountant. So I specialize in tax work, which is spring tax season is a very super busy time. And I started my own firm a few years ago. And so it all funnels up to me. So I'm the one that contacts the clients. I'm the one that sends out the returns. I review them, but I have five moms that work for me, but they, you know, are all funneling it up to me. So trying to balance all of that and being in the car, like I have a little desk, steering wheel desk that I take with me because
you only use when the car is stopped.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm not that bad. No. So yeah, when I'm in like waiting for the kid to come out of practice.
Dude, that's genius. That
really is.
Yeah, Amazon. So it hooks over the steering wheel. I can put my laptop there and I can slide my chair back and, you know, kind of keep working. So I just had to make it work, you know, take it on the go and make it work in between with being a working mom and trying to get kids everywhere that they need to be. So in the middle of that, I think of all the mom struggles that we talk about is self-care is obviously like the first thing out the window, right? Yeah. When we're in busy seasons. And so I'm like, oh, the dog needs to go on a walk. I don't even have time to do that. I don't have 20 minutes to take you around the block.
Yeah.
But, and so I'm just really struggling with that, like taking a break and saying, I need to take a break when it's like, I could get something else done during that time.
Okay.
And so I'm just not exercising. And I think in our survey of moms, we found that too, that very few moms are exercising more than like once a month, once a week?
Once a week. They're like the majority of moms were getting exercise less than once a week. So I was shocked by that. And basically, you know, I think it's a good time to bring up. I mean, we took all of the information from that mama check-in, and that's really like why we're putting the content out that we have right now. Mm-hmm. And we have something big coming for our moms in May to really help meet the needs of what we saw come out of that survey.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the stuff that you're talking about, you know, kind of that burnout, rhythms feel off, and we're just not taking time for ourselves. And we even struggle with that because it's like, well, I don't need time for myself, but we kind of know we do, but I don't know. It's just,
it's just like the first thing to go.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's something that's easy to, you know, but my husband, he's busy too. And he still makes time to get up an hour earlier, but then you're losing sleep. So it's like this trade-off of like, which one's more important? To me, the sleep is more important right now.
Which is huge. Sleep is huge. That's very crucial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that's another thing that came in on the mama check-in. By and large, the majority of our moms are getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah.
Which we know is not enough sleep.
No, that's terrible. You feel so... Well, and your body learns to live off of that. Mm. And then you are constantly living on the edge because you're always in a state of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your emotions are right there at the breaking point where anything could sit you over the cliff.
So true.
Yeah. So with this mom struggles topic, I want to make sure, you know, that our moms know that not only are we going to be talking about this season on the podcast, but that we created this mom struggles series and we created a workbook with it, and it's on Right Now Media so that our groups could use it. And so we'll put the links. If you didn't know about that, if you didn't know we had the Right Now series, if you didn't know there's a workbook that goes with it, we're going to link those things in the show notes. But we have groups meeting all over the United States and all around the world. And Jenny, one of the things that you do on the Gather team is you really hold the groups. The groups were your original vision. The very first group started out of your house. And so that's something that you have a heart for and you have spearheaded. So tell us, what is happening with Gather Moms groups around the world?
Yeah, you know, it has been so exciting to see. When we started Gather Groups, we had really no idea that it was a really need, you know? I mean, it's like, okay, we have some community at our church maybe, but as you start to meet more moms and realize how many don't have any community and how many are so lonely, that there's just a huge void there and they don't know how to find community. And so from the very beginning, it was just all the Lord, honestly, of just him putting that vision in front of us and saying, this is a need and I want y'all to step into this void and fill it and help these moms find that community. And it's been such a gift to see that be fulfilled in ways that we could have never imagined, and for groups to start popping up all over the world, and to see moms need community no matter where they live, no matter what state they're in, no matter
what country
they're in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we started Gather Groups, you know, many years back, just locally, just like, hey, let's just start having a few groups locally meet. We provided some very basic curriculum for them.
A downloadable PDF.
Yes. Basically, like, here's a copy of some handwritten notes. Like, this is not much to go off of.
Yeah.
And the need and the reach, people saying, hey, mom, I would love to do this for moms in my neighborhood. It's honestly a little shocking because you're like, it's kind of a big deal to say, I want to start something and lead something and invite people in. And, but I'm always blown away at how many moms are willing to do that. And the reason I think is you don't have to be a Bible teacher. You don't have to be a large group facilitator where you just love to speak in front of people. You don't even have to really be a people-y person.
Yeah.
You just need to be willing to either open your home or meet at Starbucks or whatever with a small group of moms and just talk together.
Just talk together. I think that's the whole thing, is it's not like you need to be an expert on a topic.
No.
You know? And we've especially set up the curriculum and stuff in such a way that it's just, we're guiding you through a discussion with some truths that we know will be pivotal and help you. But yeah, for the person leading the group, they don't need to be some experienced group leader. They just need to be a mom who wants to connect to other moms.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And it just takes someone stepping out of their comfort zone to say, I'll be the one to help start this. And sometimes it's because she doesn't have community. And that's often the case we hear, like, I couldn't find community, so I'm just going to start some.
Yep.
And just putting that out there, you'd be surprised how many moms come and are like, oh, I would love this. I want to come too.
Yep.
And so I love to see how our groups all meet in different ways. They, you know, some meet in churches, a lot meet in homes, some meet at coffee shops. It really is however it works for you.
Yes.
And so we've seen in 2023, we had 83 groups start all over the world, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And we get an email when those come in and when those groups are starting. Uh-huh. And it's just so exciting.
We do. We celebrate on our group text every time. It's like I think yesterday, didn't we get like Nevada?
Yes. I wrote her.
Did we need Nevada?
No, we actually got Nevada a couple weeks ago. So we were needing Nevada, but we have two now in Nevada. And I don't know, is it pronounced Nevada or Nevada?
The state?
Yeah, because when I was there, I was in Lake Tahoe once, and I remember them saying, no, it's not pronounced Nevada, like you're thinking. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a Nevada in Texas, a town called Nevada, but I have never heard anyone call the state anything but Nevada. That's hilarious.
When I was there, people were saying, I think it was that they were saying Nevada.
What?
I know.
We're going to need somebody to reach out on social and give us a word.
Set us straight there. But yeah, she was from Battle Mountain, Nevada, Nevada.
I want to live there.
Potato, tapata, patata.
That sounds strong. Battle Mountain.
Battle Mountain. So, so if you are listening to this, we have only 12 states left that do not have a gather group in them, which is so crazy to think.
So crazy.
So I'm going to run through a quick little listing of those. So if you know somebody there that is a mom that needs community, I would encourage you to reach out to her and say, hey, listen to this podcast, start a gather group there. And then we would be like celebrating. We'll celebrate on socials. If you start a group there and you say, hey, this was from the podcast.
Yeah.
We will celebrate
you. Listen, what do you want? We'll send you cookies.
We'll send you a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I was about to say, if you offer in whatever I want.
Okay. So we need somebody in Oregon, in Utah, Wyoming. Okay. So kind of up in the Northwest.
Okay.
New Mexico. Okay, that's right next to Texas. That shouldn't be too hard.
Right.
That's not far from us. Montana, that's a little bit of a hike. Uh-huh. Kentucky, West Virginia. I think West Virginia is a small state.
It is.
Okay. Vermont, small state. Uh-huh. Massachusetts,
small state.
Delaware, uh-huh. New Hampshire.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Okay.
I'll move to Hawaii and start a gather group. How do we feel about that?
I know, right?
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. And actually, the crazy part is that my college best friend lived in Hawaii when I was having the vision of starting Gather, and she was meeting with women and moms on the beach, having meetings with them that really modeled for me what that could look like.
Cool.
Because I remember thinking, oh man, that's so cool that she's finding all these women that need community and meeting with them on the beach. Like maybe I could take some moms to the shore of the lake here and, you know, meet with them. And so that honestly, and I got to go meet her and have that meet her group there on the beach for my 40th birthday year. And it was so cool to share with them, like, hey, this is what has come out of y'all's group meeting.
Neat.
So they aren't technically a gather group, but I think the idea kind of originated in Maui. So
that's
we
neat.
Can half check
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm going to Wyoming this summer. So I'll memorize together. Okay, you gotta
hook up the Wyoming people.
Okay, I'm ready.
You need to just leave the books in different coffee shops and see if somebody picks it up.
Listen,
yes.
I'm praying toward that end. Let's go. We're going to start having some conversations.
Awesome.
So, but we know, Jenny, you know, the goal for the gather groups is for moms to find community, to get support, to get encouragement, to get the resources they need. And, you know, our hope is that, you know, we know moms feel isolated and alone. And what we're hearing in our gather groups, and we've seen it in our own groups, is that moms come in, they felt alone. They felt like they were the only one struggling with the struggle that they had. Mm-hmm. And then they find out, no, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. These other women love me. There's help here, and I want more of this. And we're seeing them find even more community, more freedom as they lean in, and they take the risky step of stepping into a room where they may not know anyone or may know one face. I mean, it is risky.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It feels risky to do
it. I have many moms that come into my gather group and are like terrified, or they say they're coming and then they back out and then they send me a message. They're like, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, or, hey, I've been watching your posts for like a year and I've never made it in, but I'm here. And I'm like, I'm so glad you're here. Cause
courage.
Feels very courageous to step into something.
Yes.
So I try to do like a little Facebook Live or something before my group meets to show them like, hey, this is where we're going to be meeting. Here's how you can find, you know, this is a side gate to come in up my backyard.
Yeah.
And just try to like make them feel like, okay, I think I could do that.
Yeah.
Because it is really scary to meet moms. I mean,
it
once you're there, you're like, every time they're always like, I'm so glad I came.
Of course.
But just leaving your house, especially if you're not like a extrovert,
uh-huh.
it can be hard.
Yeah. So, but we are hearing stories of God using gather groups to change lives, to help moms. Is there any one of those stories that you would want to share with us today to let our moms know, you know, kind of how God's moving there?
Yeah. We have one particular group that the leader is just very intentional about the moms that she invites, the relationship she builds there. It's inspirational for me, like as a gather leader, to see how much God can do if you're willing to really be real with these moms, if you're willing to invest in them, check on them, do life with them. Her gather group really does a great job of providing meals when someone is going through something hard or has a new baby or whatever. They really are there for each other. And so because of that, there's a lot of fruit that we see come out of her group. And there's just story after story. And I got to meet one of them recently, and just of moms that said, I'll try it. And they came to her group and then they said, okay, I want more. Like you are sharing about how you're engaged in your church and you're connected there. And I want to, could I come with you? Could I see more of what that looks like? Mm. And so those moms that maybe were never willing to step into a church on their own are then willing to go with her to her church, yeah, and to see what it's about. And then like, she's been able to connect them in to other groups there, to serving, to being a part of the larger church body. And that's the vision of this. Like, Gather is not set up to be a Bible study. There's plenty of those within the church that women can go to.
Yeah.
But Gather is supposed to be a place where women can find that community and see, though, that that's never going to fulfill all the voids in your life. That, yes, it fills a huge void of just being able to be with other moms, but that there's more to it. Yeah. And the reason that we do mom community together is to show that we all need Jesus.
Yeah.
And that as these moms come to these groups, that it's not hidden that we can't do this without Jesus.
Right.
Like, this is just who we are, but that you don't have to have figured that out already to come.
Yes.
That we're here to help you on that journey of your faith, to understanding what that looks like and how you can engage with those moms that are already in community at their churches, and that provides the hope that they're really looking for. It's,
yeah,
more than just community that they need. They need Jesus to help them be the mom that they can be.
Well, and the fact is that people, you know, we are living in a post-Christian society and people are not coming to church anymore. And the way that they used to, and the way that that was just a natural part of life for, you know, maybe our parents' generation or our grandparents' generation, people just went to church. It was part of what they did. You know, things have changed. And so if we really believe that Jesus is the hope of the world, then we have to go to the people. We have to bring church to them. And one of the ways that we can do that is by opening our homes and letting them see what community is like, what our Jesus is like. And we are watching that make a difference in moms' lives as they're going, okay, I want more of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for a mom listening to this, who I bet there's moms listening who are like, I've heard about these gather groups. I know I'm supposed to start one. I've been putting it off. You know, I don't know if I have time. Like, what would you tell her? How does she start a group? What's her next best step?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we try to make it really easy for you. If you go to our website, gathermoms.com, you'll see links all over the place of start a group, find a group. And you can go on there and you can search by zip code to see if there's a group that happens to be where you are. They're all over the United States and a few all over the world. But if there's not one near you, or if you really just would like to start one on your own, we are the biggest cheerleaders for you to do that. And so you enter your information there. We send you all the information that you need to start your group. Honestly, just getting going is the hardest part.
Right. I think so too.
Determining when you're going to meet.
Yeah.
Where you're going to meet. I would just start personally reaching out to a few moms that you have met. And if you're new, maybe you just moved somewhere, then just like situate yourself at a playground. It's spring coming. Like, just go sit at a playground and start talking to other moms.
Yeah.
And asking them like, hey, how old are your kids? And, you know, have you found any mom community around here? And, you know, just starting those conversations. If your kids are in school, then as you're at field day and things like that coming up, just starting those conversations with other moms, and you'd be surprised how,
yes,
many moms need community and that they are looking for you to step in to fill that void, because maybe they don't feel that they could start something, but yeah. that if God, you know, calls you to it, then he's going to equip you for it. So
yeah. And a couple other tips, I think, you know, one of the things is we always encourage our groups to have a Facebook group. It's an easy way to invite people, add them to the group. You can set events so that they get reminders of when your group is meeting.
Yeah.
I love it when our group leaders engage other moms to help them, because the truth is, mama, you could probably pull this off on your own. You know, you could go buy the drinks and set out the snacks. And by the way, you don't have to do those things.
Right.
You can just open your door and let people show up. But you could, you know, if you wanted to put out snacks and refreshments and stuff or facilitate the group all on your own, you totally could. One of the things, though, that's so effective is when you can engage other moms and ask them to help. You know, hey, could you be in charge of the sparkling sodas this week? Hey, could you be in charge of the cookies? Hey, could you lead the group? When people feel a responsibility and an obligation to the group, like they are needed, they're so much more likely to come. And so they feel ownership.
Yeah.
And so it's a great way to engage other moms who they may not want to carry the whole thing on their own, but they could do a little piece.
Yes. I love that. That is so great. You've talked about that for years, even back when we were in a life group, about, you know, being on a boat together and everybody needs an oar, a paddle to keep it going.
Yeah.
And I think that you're right. It keeps moms engaged. I think there's times when moms get frustrated because I've had this where you know, set everything out. People said they're coming and then they get cold feet or a kid gets sick or the husband's stuck late at work.
Yeah.
And you end up with no one or one person or two people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, when you have people engaged and saying like, hey, I'm bringing the cookies. Well, then they're probably coming.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So it really does. You have to release a little bit of control and ask for help.
Yeah.
Which is hard for us as moms. But yes. I think that's so critical. That's a great point.
But if you make the ask, I think people 9 times out of 10 are willing to do it. They just need to be asked.
Yeah.
Most people are not going to be like, oh, hey, any chance you've been thinking about starting a mom's group? Because just in case you were, I was thinking I could bring cookies, right?
Yes.
They need you to cast the vision and then you make the ask and they're going to lean in with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to jump into and say yesterday at fifth grade camp, you know, lots of moms go on these school things, not because they're trying to like have time with their mom friends, but because they just want to be with their kid. But those are the moms that need the community because they're trying to get out, but they just don't know how to take that next step. And I think as a mom, if you've got that inside of you, you've got to have the courage to step out and talk to that other mom.
Yes.
As soon as I said to a mom, hey, my name's Rebecca, what's yours? Immediately you see them relax and light up because they were just waiting for somebody to talk to them.
Right? Yeah.
And I think we just assume that most moms are out there making friends and doing things.
Yes.
I think 9 out of 10 moms are not.
Yes.
They're nervous. They're scared. They're anxious. They're afraid of rejection.
Uh-huh.
So you have to have that first courageous step to say to a mom, hey, can we just talk? Because they are longing for that. They just don't have it inside of them right now to do it.
Yeah.
So I really think God has called us to be leaders and to say, you know what, it's okay for me to step out even if I get rejected because I know it's going to be okay.
Yes.
But there may be another mom out there that just doesn't have that bravery yet and she needs me to be the first one.
I love that. Yeah.
Well, and we need to get together and, you know, this season, mom struggles, we've got to get together and we have to talk about our struggles together. I think as a brand new mom, I was just plagued by the idea that I was the only one struggling with the thing I was struggling with, or that only the people on the internet knew my struggle. Like, you know, you would go and Google like my kid's doing this or that. And I was looking to strangers who I had no relationship with for advice on the thing I was going through.
Right.
When really it's so much better if we have people in our sphere that are in our community that we're rubbing shoulders with who, you know we have similar values. I don't need to ask random stranger who, listen, I don't know what your home life is like.
Right.
How you're handling this situation. I want to know from a friend, how are you guys dealing with this?
Yes.
And so we have to create spaces where we're talking about the things that we're going through so that we can be better.
Yeah. I saw that even yesterday. I'm in a Facebook group for severe food allergy kids, like moms of them. Yeah. And they feel very alone and very isolated. And, you know, I never post anything in there, but I'm amazed at the moms that reach out and are, and I saw one yesterday and she reached out and said, I just feel very alone in this journey of having a food allergy kid, of the fear involved and the worry and the anxiety. And I need to get therapy probably for myself about it.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, in this random group of people, who knows who they are, is like, oh, we're here for you. Aww. I'm like, okay, well, yes, but how much better if you had people that were physically around you,
yes,
and could help talk you through those things and talk you through the fears and probably share those same things with you. There's probably another mom in the group that has a kid with food allergies
and goes to your kid's school. Yeah. So they've already navigated that cafeteria.
Right.
They know what restaurants are in your area. They know what grocery stores, you know what I mean? Right. Like they know the doctor's office. Like it makes a huge difference when you have a geographical connection or with like a real person.
Right.
And not just someone on the internet.
Yeah. Agreed. But I mean, it just reminded me how much moms are looking for that community. That's why there's a group for everything. I mean, no matter what struggle your kid has, you can look it up. And, I didn't, this is really kind of gross and funny, but, just even, one of my kids has kind of a fear of like throwing up. Okay.
Okay.
There's an actual group online of women who struggle with that.
Okay. Really?
I saw them post one of those reels of, it's called like etymophobic or something like that.
Okay.
ENT something. And she did one of those reels of, I'm etymophoric. Of course I always carry barf bags with me, you know.
What?
That, one of those like.
Yeah. No, I love that.
There is just a group for everybody on there.
Yeah.
But that's not like the true community that's actually going to help you get out of that, right?
Yeah.
Like they're all just on the same bandwagon struggling together.
Yeah.
Like let's have people that maybe aren't on your struggle bus.
Yeah.
Help you with like, they can see and speak truth to you and say, hey, let me help you get off of this struggle bus you're on. And you know, so you don't feel so not just like you're commiserating in misery together.
Yeah.
I guess.
So for our moms that are listening, we want you to know that we have something special coming for you. We are going to actually launch an online group for moms.
Woohoo!
Rebecca and I are going to host it, and it is going to start on Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. And we're going to just do an online meetup every other week. We'll meet four times, but we're just going to meet up online, and we're going to talk about the mom struggles topic, and we're going to watch our video together on Right Now Media, and then basically just create a situation like you guys are sitting in our living room, like we would want our gather group to do. And so we're just going to be our virtual living room, and we're just going to sit and talk about the mom struggle together.
Love that.
We want you to see what it's like to be in a group with moms and how much of a blessing it can be to you. And we also just want you to be in community and have a safe place to talk about your struggles.
Yes.
And so we are going to link that. The way that you can join that group is by joining our Patreon. So in our Patreon, once you join there, you will get the link to the Zoom meetings, and so that's how that you'll be able to join. But we'll have that in the show notes, and you'll see more information coming out. But mark your calendars. That's coming up Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and the link will be in the show notes so that you can join us.
I love that. Moms, don't miss out on that opportunity. Like, if you're thinking about starting a group, but you just have questions or you want to see how it goes, this is a great opportunity for you to jump in and see how it goes, meet some other moms that are probably in the same spot. Or if you don't have any moms near you and you're like, hey, I live in Wyoming or Utah or somewhere, and there's not a gather group near you, and you don't feel comfortable starting it, jump on.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be so great. I'm so thankful y'all are doing that.
Thank you. We're excited. All right, moms, we love you. Jenny, thank you so much for being here and helping us kick off the new season.
I'm so excited about it. It's going to be great.
All right, moms, we love you. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.